Today's New Testament reading is from Hebrews chapter 3, verses 1 through 19. Therefore, holy brothers, you who share in a heavenly calling, consider Jesus, the apostle and high priest of our confession, who was faithful to him who appointed him, just as Moses, who also was faithful in all God's house. For Jesus has been counted worthy of more glory than Moses, as much more glory as the builder of a house has more honor than the house itself. For every house is built by someone, but the builder of all things is God. Now Moses was faithful in all God's house as a servant, to testify to the things that were to be spoken later, but Christ is faithful over God's house as a son. And we are his house if indeed we hold fast our confidence and are boasting in our hope. Therefore, as the Holy Spirit says, today, if you hear his voice, do not harden your hearts as in the rebellion on the day of testing in the wilderness, where your fathers put me to the test and saw my works for 40 years. Therefore I was provoked with that generation and said, they always go astray in their heart. They have not known my ways. As I swore in my wrath, they shall not enter my rest. Take care, brothers, lest there be in any of you an evil, unbelieving heart, leading you to fall away from the living God. But exhort one another every day, as long as it is called today, that none of you may be hardened by the deceitfulness of sin. For we have come to share in Christ, if indeed we hold our original confidence firm to the end. As it is said, today, if you hear his voice, do not harden your hearts, as in the rebellion. For who were those who heard and yet rebelled? Was it not all those who left Egypt led by Moses? And with whom was he provoked for 40 years? Was it not with those who sinned, whose bodies fell in the wilderness? And to whom did he swear that they would not enter his rest, but to those who were disobedient? So we may see that they were unable to enter because of unbelief. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. For today's meditation on God's Word, we welcome the Reverend Dr. James Nill from Concordia Lutheran Church in Triangle, Virginia.
Today is Tuesday of Holy Week. This is the day, according to Mark's Gospel, the chief priests and the scribes were seeking how to arrest Jesus secretly and then kill him. While that was happening in Jerusalem, they were about to get some help from one of Jesus' own disciples. Jesus was in Bethany, less than 2 miles outside of Jerusalem, eating in the house of a man named Simon. When a woman came in and anointed Jesus with an expensive ointment of nard, he commended her over against the objections of the disciples, including Judas, and noted that she had anointed his body beforehand for burial. Judas, who had already stolen some of their ministry's treasury, and perhaps motivated in part by his master's rejection of the idea of selling the nard for a lot of money, went to the chief priests and offered to sell knowledge of his Lord's whereabouts so they could arrest him. 3 days later, Jesus was executed on a cross. What makes this Jesus so important? It's possible that, perhaps because this is Holy Week, a big moment in the Christian community, some of you have tuned in today to learn a little more about what Christianity is, what it says, what it offers. Some of you may be Jewish, some may be Muslim, just curious and wanting to know more. Some may not have much of any faith, but are also curious or perhaps even troubled by the way things are going for you and wondering if there might not be more, something or someone more to hang on to, some hope. What we're talking about today comes from the New Testament book of Hebrews, written to and for Hebrew, that is, Jewish people. Even so, the message is really for all, even Muslims and those who don't see themselves as presently connected with God. This writing identifies who Jesus is and what he has done. It warns those who have a connection with him about the danger of falling away, and it holds out great hope for all. First, it talks to those who have a heavenly calling. But in that, it makes clear that there is a heavenly calling, and the rest of God's word makes it clear that this calling is for everyone. God would have everyone to be saved and come to the knowledge of the truth about Jesus. The writer identifies Jesus as the apostle of our confession, the messenger or ambassador of what we believe. He is the high priest of God and his word. He ministers through that word as he brings to all who will hear its truth and power. Almost everyone knows about Moses, the writer who had just previously shown how Jesus is greater than angels, honors Moses as a faithful servant of God, but then goes on to show that Jesus was a faithful son, the son of God. Moses faithfully led God's people through the wilderness on their Exodus journey to the promised land, but many of the people rebelled against him and are identified as those whose bodies fell in that parched wasteland. They never got to enter the rest God had prepared for them at the end of their journey. The writer also says to us, don't be like that. Don't fall away by the wayside because of disobedience, and so never enter the rest God has prepared. Now we might be thinking of our disobedience, which is very real, and the disobedience of harming others in one way or another, the disobedience of utter selfishness in the way we live our lives and the ensuing emptiness that results from it. But the writer makes it clear that the disobedience he's talking about is the disobedience of unbelief. You see, unbelief is a disobedience of the heart. That's what separates us from God. It's then from the unbelieving heart that signs of our disobedience emerge, the things we can usually observe. The warning from the writer to the Hebrews and to us all, believers or not yet believers, is the consequence through unbelief of missing the heavenly rest God won and prepared through Jesus as the gift he wants for all. That's why, if you are faithful, or if you are curious, or God is prompting you to be searching, the actions of Holy Week and Jesus are so important. Through his death and subsequent resurrection, we have been given the comforting truth that our sin has been covered and that God accepts our repentant heart for Jesus' sake. There is a rest in Jesus we can know now, and he is preparing a heavenly and eternal rest into which we will be welcome, received through faith.
We thank the Reverend Dr. James Nill from Concordia Lutheran Church in Triangle, Virginia, for today's meditation on God's Word.